I think the amount of infilling, you know, I was talking about Cedar Heights, but at that stage, most of the big houses up by the other side of Ham Common were still there. You know, they were beginning to knock the houses down, I think, in most cases, you know, and put in little estates. I think, like Latchmere House now, I mean, we were used to having the it was a remand centre in those days. It was for bad boys rather than, you know, prisoners about to be released. And we were used to having that there. And of course, that's gone now. I mean, some people were good at sort of borrowing lads from there every so often to help with some project or another, you know. And I think they were only too pleased to, you know, have somebody take an interest. And of course, the other huge thing that happened was when Hawkers closed down, you know, because that the banks left immediately, and there were three banks in Ham, which was hugely inconvenient because there were no ATMs in, you know, at that stage at all. And I can remember, because we banked with Lloyds, and I can remember the staff in there, you know, being very unhappy about having to leave their nice little branch and, you know, go off to,